Ingham County Sheriff Gene Rigglesworth. Sheriff, how are you?
Good.
Hey, a couple things I want to talk with you about. First of all, yesterday on the front page of the Sunday Detroit Free Press, there was a story about synthetic marijuana. And we've had State Senator Jones on the program several times talking about his legislation. But it appears that this has still been a big problem throughout the state, and especially over in the Detroit area in Macomb County. Are we having any challenges, big challenges, with synthetic marijuana here in Ingham County?
Not that I'm aware of, although I know it's out there because our people have encountered it.
And how many cases do you know? Has it just been a few? Has it been serious?
No, it's been a few. Not a huge amount, no.
All right. A couple other things I want to chat with you about. Number one, that some of your deputies have come across the components of a meth lab. Tell us about this story.
Well, it was a typical traffic stop, and the deputy was able to conduct a search due to an arrest and discovered these components for cooking methamphetamine. And it's a very easy drug to make anymore, but any idiot can do it, clearly. And so it's a real problem, and it's very, not only is it very toxic to be around, but it's explosive as well. And so it's a very dangerous problem to have running around there in society.
So a deputy responded to a suspicious vehicle and a possible stalking complaint at a local business. This was in Leslie, and upon arrival, the employees of the business saw the suspect's vehicle pass by, and it was stopped, and during the investigation, you found all this stuff in there.
Exactly. Exactly. And I would tell people that are listening that if you're out walking and you encounter a discarded 2-liter pop bottle, don't pick it up, because in many, many cases, I'd say almost most cases, the suspects are using these 2-liter pop bottles to do their, quote, cook, and then they discard them along the road. So don't pick those up, folks. They're toxic.
So they can actually cook the substance in that plastic bottle?
They can.
It wouldn't melt it.
Well, they don't. It's a cook as a loose term for what they do, but they mix their ingredients in those.
I see. Is that still continuing to be a big problem for you?
It's a big problem, not just in here, but in other parts of the state, it's even worse. Eaton County, I think their problem is worse than ours, so across the state, it's a real problem because it's so easy to do.
All right, before I let you go, from what I understand, you have a Republican candidate running against you for the sheriff's position.
I hear that, yes.
Do you know Clyde, the gentleman who's running against you?
Well, yeah, I've known Clyde for most of my career.
Does he pose much of a threat from your perspective?
That's not for me to determine. That's for the voters to determine.
All right. That's something we'll talk more about as we get into the campaign season. Sheriff, as always, you grant us a lot of access. We appreciate it. Thank you.
You betcha. All right. Bye-bye.